I love coming to the Philadelphia congregation.
我很高兴来到了这个你们的教会。
And I want to tell you that I pray for you every day.
我可以告诉大家，我每天都在为大家做祷告。
Well, you know, it's wonderful that we can come together as one church, and I thank God for Carsten, for giving us Carsten, and for the ministry that we have together.
我很高兴能够有爱堂在我们当中，我们最很高兴能够有 Carsten 在我们这个教会里面来带领大家一同的敬拜。
We want to be a welcoming church.
我很想把这个教会办成是一个很欢迎的教会。
And I'm sure you will have noticed some changes in our church.
相信大家也留意到这教会的教堂里面有些的改变。
And I actually hope there's lots more between here and the hall.
我希望近期内会在这里，包括外面的环境都有些改变。
Because we want to open up our church to be welcoming for everybody.
我会把这个教会办成是一个非常欢迎的教会。
The purpose of my sermon today.
我今天讲到的目的
is for us to imagine together how we can be a welcoming church.
是想让大家都有共同的感受，怎么把这个教会办成是一个欢迎的教会。
So let's have a look at 1 John chapter 4.
让我们一同来看约翰一书第四章。
1 John 4 verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him.
约翰一书第四章七到九节。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。 凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他的独生子到世上，世间来使我们记着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。God's
gift of His Son was the fruit of His love for the world.
上帝独生子的这一份礼物，正是上帝爱我们、爱世界的结果。For
God is love.
因为神就是爱。And
He reveals, that Jesus reveals God to us, and unveils the central mystery of the universe.
因为耶稣基督的显现，让我们看到上帝。
Astronomers are excited when they find out something new about the Milky Way, even though their discovery might be of no interest to most people.
天文学家在他们发现了银河系里面有新的发现的时候，往往他们都会很兴奋。但是这些发现对很多人来说可能是不感兴趣的事。
The real mysteries of the universe are about God, about purpose of the universe,
宇宙,
where we came from, where we're going, the purpose of life.
宇宙中心真正的秘密就是上帝，是我们生命的意义，是我们从哪里来，又往哪里去。The
love of God brings us back into His welcoming arms.
上帝的爱是把我们
There's a modern prayer we pray which brings these two truths together well. Father, we give you thanks that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, you declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate to glory.
有一段现代的祷告文是把这两个真理都融合在一起了。 他说：“天父啊，当我们还在远离你的时候，你就已经让我们遇上了你的儿子，并且把我们带回家。你的儿子不管是他在面对死亡，或者是活着的时候，都显现了你的爱，给我们有你的恩典。 而且把荣耀的大门向我们敞开。
In the light of these, it's impossible, honestly, to be an agnostic.
这样的事实让我们不可能否认，我们不知道。
We can't claim we don't know, for God has spoken clearly to the world through the gift of His Son, and we would be blind not to see His love for us.
我们不可能说我们不认识神，因为神通过他的儿子这一份的礼物已经让我们清楚地看到了，只有我们是瞎了眼的才会看不到这个神的爱。
We don't need to be strangers shut out of God's home and presence, for a gate has been opened through which we can now enter.
我们不再是陌生的人，因为神的门已经，神的家也向我们敞开了。
We might just move over here to verse 10. Have you got that on the screen for us, Carsten? Verse 10.
第十节经文。
Yeah. This is love.Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
The message proclaimed by the early church was not God is love, it was Christ died for our sins.
在初期的教会里面，这一个的信息并不是说神爱我们，而是神为我们的罪而死。
That God is love is a magnificent truth, enough to make our hearts sing, but the constant answer of non-Christians is they can't believe in it, in the face of so much suffering and the apparent purposelessness of life.
神爱我们，这是何等的一个美好的真理，让我们的心欢畅。但是对于不相信的人来说，非基督徒来说，他们觉得这是不可以相信的事。
The early church didn't avoid these kind of uncomfortable facts, and Christianity doesn't deny the awkward fact of human suffering.
因为初期教会的人，他们不懂得怎么样去避免这些生命当中是有些不愉快事情发生的事实。
It answers by pointing to even more astonishing facts, which cannot be erased from the records and must also be faced.
他们是向我们指出了生命当中更加令我们惊讶的事实。
The apostles called on people to look not only on one person's suffering, but on God. Look to Jesus at Calvary.
使徒让我们是不单只是看到每一个人所受的生命中的痛苦，而是向我们指出耶稣基督为我们所受的痛苦。
When we see Jesus there on the cross,
当我们看到耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上，
When we understand what it means, we are confronted with God suffering.
让我们能够看到神所受的苦难。
So we mustn't be satisfied with superficial reasoning, which ignores those facts that lots of people prefer to leave out.
我们是不可以光是停在这表面上的现象，而忽略了真正的事实。
We need to face up to God's suffering in Jesus Christ and ask why.
我们必须面对神为我们受死这样的事实，并且问一个问题：为什么会发生？
See, God didn't promise that this divine suffering would remove all the suffering in this world.
耶稣为我们的死，神并没有应许说因此就把这个世界上所有的苦难都挪开。
What He did promise is that the possibility of suffering in the life to come.Would now be completely removed.
神是应许了我们在永生的当中，是因为耶稣基督的死，在永生当中我们就不会受到苦难。
That suffering is far more terrible than anything we can experience in this life.
耶稣所受的苦难是给我们生命当中所受苦难要苦得多。
As the famous John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish. That is the ultimate and awful possibility facing mankind. And it was to enable us to avoid it that God suffered in Christ.
约翰福音第3章16节， 神爱世人， 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们， 叫一切信神的不至灭亡， 反得永生。 灭亡是我们人生要面对的最可怕的终极。神为我们而死，就是让我们能够不至于面对这样的终极的苦难。Just
like the famous John 3:16, the verses in 1 John 4 emphasize the results of God's love. He gave.
就像我们, 很熟悉的, 约翰福音第3章16节这么说的, 神爱世人, 他将他的独生子赐给我们, 神是给了我们他的独生子。
So we learn three things from this.
在当中我们可以学到有三件事情。
Firstly, we learn that God's love is practical.
第一, 神的爱是可行的。
The Greek gods were believed to spend much of their time on lust, eating sumptuously and quarrelling, apparently with no concern about what happened on earth.
古希腊的神, 据说他们是用很多的沉浸在, 色欲, 吃喝玩乐, 当中, 他们对这世上的事情并漠不关心。
So the Christian gospel must have stunned the ancient world. It was so different from what they were used to hearing.
当时, 基督教的这个福音, 对于当时世界来说, 肯定是一件很震惊的事情, 是对, 与当时的神是很不相同的。
If the early church had preached God is love, the Greeks would have thought, oh, he's having a good time. Like their gods.
当时早期教会里面所说, 如果神是爱, 当时的人就会相信, 啊, 神肯定是过得很好的日子, 就像当时的, 他们所相信的希腊的神那样。
But the message of the apostles was that God so loved the world that he gave his most precious possession.
当时使徒的信息是说，神爱世界，并将他的独生子，他最宝贵的财产是给了世人。It
was a practical love, a down-to-earth commitment and involvement.
那是实实在在的，是一种承诺和付出。So,
a friend in hospital may know that you care.
你的朋友如果他在 住医院的时候, 他可能会知, 知道你在关心他。
But that knowledge takes on a new dimension when you actually go and visit them.
但如果你是去医院探望他的时候, 他的对你的这种关心的感受就要提高了一个层面。
When you take the time and trouble to see them, even if you have to leave work early, or when it costs you.
如果你是, 是要提早下班, 或者是要经过一些困难才去医院探访他的话,
You don't get that just by saying you care.
他对你的这种关心的感受是比你光是嘴上说关心要多得多。
Second thing we learn is that God's love is costly.
第二个层面是神的爱是要付出代价的。
He gave his only son.
神把他的独生子给了我们。
And although every true believer is a child of God, it's not the same way that Jesus is his son.
每一个信主的人都是神的儿女, 但是主耶稣是神的儿子, 这个是很不相同的。
Any of the parents here will understand something of the fact that when God gave his son, he gave of himself.
做父母的都知道，如果神把他的独生子给了我们，就等于是说把他自己也给了我们。
You might think in doing this he took no risks, but every time parents let their children go out in the world, they take risks, right?
你会说，上帝在这里好像没有什么自己没有风险，但是。当你想一想，把孩子就是让他们上街在外面跑的话，是要担当很大的风险。
Parents have to accept these risks. If their children go in the world, you can't keep your child a prisoner at home.
当父母把让儿女在外面跑的时候，而不是光是待在家里面的话，这种风险要大得多。
God didn't take that kind of risk. He knew it was a certainty that when he sent His son to earth, he would be rejected.
神并没有担这风险，因为他明明的知道，他独生子来到世上是会被拒绝。
Although he loved the world, he knew that his son would be rejected. He knew that men loved darkness rather than light.
虽然神是爱这个世界的，但是他也知道在世界上的人是喜欢黑暗，不喜欢光明。他的儿子一定会被拒绝。
It's never easy to love someone. It's never easy to love someone you know will reject your love. It's very hurtful.
当你想对一个人说爱他，但是你明知道这个人他不爱你。他会拒绝你的话，你的心会受伤害。
You see what we're seeing here. God loved the world despite the fact he knew that his son would meet with conflict and hatred and mocking and crucifixion.
神爱这个世界，即便他知道这个事实是他的儿子会被厌弃，会被嘲讽，会被钉十字架。
As John 1 verse 5 expresses this constant conflict between light and darkness. The light shines in the darkness, says John, and the darkness has not overcome it. Darkness cannot prevail over light, although it tries very hard.
约翰福音第一章第五节里面就说到了光明和黑暗的对比。光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
Third thing we learn is that God's love is full of pity.
第三，神的爱是充满的怜悯的。
In Romans chapter 5 verses 6 to 11, Paul says, While we were weak, that is completely unable to help ourselves, while we were sinners, not deserving any help, and while we were enemies, actually rejecting the help offered, Christ died for us.
在罗马书第五章第六到十一节里面说，因为我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
We are completely ungracious, and God is entirely gracious.
我们是这样的不配，但是神却是充满了恩典。
We are weak and sinful and antagonistic.Towards God, and Paul goes on to argue that some people will die for a good cause, but Christ died for those who were his enemies.
我们是软弱，我们是充满的罪性，而且是与神敌对的。但是保罗在这里继续的说到，有人为一人死，为人人死的，但是基督耶稣却为了他的敌人而死。
God's love is not easily discouraged.
但神的爱是不容易，是不会退缩的。
In free grace, he goes on offering us his love, and we'll only go to hell over the dead body of his son.
神继续的给我们无穷无尽的白白的恩典。但是我们如果不接受的话，我们也就只能够是经过耶稣基督的死，却走向了地狱。
The great gift of God is the supreme gift.
上帝的礼物是一个何等贵重的礼物。
Let me give you an example.
我在这里给大家一个例子。
Suppose at the marriage of their son, some wealthy parents give him and his bride the most beautiful house, fully furnished with everything anyone could ever desire.
是有一个儿子他准备要结婚的时候，他的父母给了他一幢大房子，里面所有的东西都齐备了，是他所能够想象的都齐全。
After the honeymoon, they go and visit them, only to find they've sold the house and its contents and moved as far away from their parents as they can.
儿子过了蜜月之后，父母来探望他们，却发现这房子已经被他卖掉，里面所有的这些财物都给他卖掉了。
God has given us many gifts, hasn't he? He's given us family, friends, health, jobs, and so on. But he's given us the most costly gift of all, his one and only son.
神是给了我们这么多这么好的礼物，给了我们有家庭，有健康，有工作，很多很多的。神还给了我们最宝贵的一份礼物，就是他的独生的儿子。
How must he feel when he sees us grasping and enjoying his other gifts, but keeping as far away from his son as we can?
我们想象神他会有什么样的感受呢？如果我们只是把某一些的礼物，物质上的礼物都留着，而把他最宝贵的礼物，他的儿子。
But he has. And so, dear friends, let us, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
神是这样的爱我们，我们更应当是要互相的相爱。
Let's think about these implications for us.
让我们看一下这些经文给我们的启示。
Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神而来的。
God welcomes people like you and me into his family, and we're called to be like our Father in character and purpose.
神是这样爱我们，欢迎我们进入他的家里面。神让我们能够像他，能够有神的品格和目的。
So, what are you doing to love other people?
我们应该怎么样去做，怎么样去爱别人呢？
What am I doing?
我自己应该怎么做？
Imagine our church with every single person committed to lovingother people just as God loved us.
想象一下，我们在座的每一位都能够付出，能够爱别人，就像神爱我们一样。
Takes commitment, doesn't it? Whether they're like us or not, our friends or not, to love one another.
这里是需要付出，需要承诺。我不管是他们是否跟我一样的，但是我都这样的爱他们。
We need to start with the newcomers who are coming in.
我们应该从新来的朋友开始。
We want to warmly welcome people when they visit.
我们热情的来招待他们，当他们来到我们当中的时候。
You see the fire?
大家看到门口的那个火炉了吗？
Just when you come in, it makes you feel warm.
但一进门的时候就让你感到温暖。
But we want to do that in the way we care for each other, warmly welcome each other.
我们更加是要让每一位都感觉到在当中的温暖。
Open the front door as wide as possible, welcome in every possible newcomer.
我们把前门大大的敞开，欢迎每一位到我们当中。
And we want to keep people from sliding out the back door.
我们是尽量的防止他们从后门溜掉。
Because we're unloving or we're disorganized.
如果我们是没有爱心，也没有安排好事情的话，
And then we want people to move from being newcomers to being regular committed members of our fellowship.
我们是想让新来的慢慢的成为我们当中的一个成员。
We want them to know they belong because they are loved by God and by us.
我们希望他成为这教会的一员，是就像上帝爱我们的一样。
We want them to joyfully say, "This is my church."
我很希望他们能够喜悦地说，这就是我的教会。
And as everyone gathers, we want for every person here, whether they're new or whether they've been here for a long time, every person, we want to help them grow in maturity in Christ.
在我们当中的每一位，无论他是新来的，或者是来了一段时间的，我们都希望在教会里面能够让他们的灵命不断的成长。
It means we need to keep speaking about Jesus.
那我们就要互相的来不断的来说上帝和基督耶稣。
Season your conversation with the gospel like salt. You know, season your conversation with the gospel and share your experience of God's love and what it means to you.
我们会在我们对话当中不断的来分享上帝和耶稣，就像我们在吃饭的时候撒盐一样，就是把这个调味，是把我们的对话里面带出来圣经的教导。
We need to deepen our conversations.
是希望我们的对话更有意义。
So how do we do that? Here's some tips.
我们怎么做呢？以下是一些的提示。
Okay, bell is the first one. In English, it's B-E-L-L. Yeah, that.
在英文里面的提示是钟 B-E-L-L.
In English, it stands for be early, leave late.
是就是说你们要提早的来，要晚一点离开。
Does the same letters work in Cantonese?
Bell doesn't make sense.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, plan to arrive 10 minutes before the service, come to the, you know, the Sunday school, and then leave late, you know, so you can speak with everyone, with newcomers, and be here to welcome.
就说你星期天要早点来参加主日学，然后是欢迎新来的朋友，走的时候又慢慢的走，留下来跟大家互相交流。
Second tip, know our church.
第二点就是认识我们的教会。
Make sure you know about all the different ministries, the line dance, the table tennis, prayer meetings, Sunday school, groups for the elderly. It's important to know how we can help everyone join in to our fellowship.
认识我们教会里面不同的事工，比如说我们有星期天的查经班，还有星期二还有排舞班，还有乒乓球班，还有英文班，就有不同的这些小组。
Introduce newcomers to other people who might have similar interests.
我会把弟兄姊妹互相的介绍，是把他们是有共同兴趣的一些小组是联系在一起。
Or a similar life stage.
或者是年纪相同的一些弟兄姊妹，让他们互相认识。
Third.
第三点。
Listening.
就是要听。
When someone speaks to us, it makes us feel valued and cared for. It's vital we actively listen so that we know how to welcome and care for others. Listen to people.
就是做一个好的听众，让大家 都觉得你是非常的关心他。做一个好的听众是有很大的意义。
Remember names.
记住他们的名字。
Say thank you, Sylvia, for leading the service.
感谢 Sylvia 今天带领主席。
谢谢 ，Thank you, Sylvia. Use people's names. Try to remember a person's names in conversation. Don't be embarrassed to ask again.
是在我们对话当中是不断提到对方的名字，如果你忘记的话，就不要感到尴尬，你可以再问一次。
Number four, last tip.
最后一点。
Follow up, and keep following up.
是要跟进，不断的跟进。
Any newcomer you meet.
所有新来的朋友。
Yeah.Give them a call, go and visit them, talk to them at church the next week.
给他们打个电话，跟他们谈话。
And keep going.
就不断的要这样重复的做。
Loving people means caring for them long term.
关心和爱一个人，这是长期的事情。
Help them settle into our church, into our community.
帮助他们在我们的教会，在我们这社区里面安顿下来。
Because we'll never move beyond superficial relationships until we prepare to share of ourselves.
只有我们愿意的互相的去关心，互相的交流，这样的话，我们才能够把这种关系，这种表面的这种友谊，提升到真正的关系。
To be vulnerable. Be vulnerable. When you speak to people,
自己是愿意敞开自己。
Welcome.
欢迎大家。
Because God has welcomed us.
因为上帝是欢迎我们。
Thank you.
谢谢。